I got to be honest, it's really tough for me even still to just like close the laptop and you know, go home. Just because I guess that's just in me, right? I just want to keep going and going and going. But like, when you take a step back, it's like, is that what you want your life to really be?
What's up, everybody? My name is Mike Shogren, here with my co-host,
Emmanuel Pani.
We're part of a group of specialized real estate investors you've probably never heard of.
We didn't start with deep pockets or wealthy families, and we don't rely on 401ks, mutual funds, or traditional real estate investing.
In fact, many of us don't even own the properties that fund our freedom. If you ask the money experts out there, they'd say what we do is impossible, yet it's happening every single day.
It's happening through a new niche called short-term rentals.
We are Short-Term Rental Nation, and these are our secrets.
All right, what is going on, STR Nation? Welcome back to another episode of the Short-Term Rental Secrets Podcast. My name is Mike Riley, filling in for Mr. Shogren, who just had a baby, here with everybody's brother from another mother, Mr. Emmanuel Pani. What is going on, E?
Mr. Riley, a pleasure, 2 weeks in a row. It's great to see you. Man, life is good. It's March in South Florida, so temperatures are now in the high 80s. And if you follow me on IG, I'd been taking advantage. So my pool is now heated at home, right? So I've been taking advantage of jumping in the pool when it was a little bit colder to do my cold plunges in the morning. And now it's in the 80s, so the thing is lukewarm at all times. So I actually just upgraded my health routine yesterday. And I found this place called Sweat House. And they do a membership with a cold plunge and an infrared sauna. And so I added that to my life yesterday. And again, guys, like, I am a huge believer in, so I don't spend a lot of money on clothes and stuff, but I'd spend a lot of money on like experiences and like health. So I get weekly massages, I go to chiropractors, I have a nutritionist, I have somebody that comes and cooks, and like, that's my luxury in terms of like how I take care of myself. And a cold plunge and an infrared sauna has been a goal of mine for my backyard for the longest time. And life, it's evolving right now, so I can't do that necessarily, but I signed up for this thing and I did my first cold plunge in a 37 degree tub yesterday.
Whew.
And it is cold.
Yes.
Like, actually, like, in comparison to the pool, because the pool,
how long
the pool was getting 2.5 minutes. But you know what's funny? It's like how resilient your body is. Because the first minute you're freaking out. And then by the second minute, your body's like, this is not bad. And then obviously, if you stay there long enough, you're going to die because your body's like, well, cool. This is just how we live our life. We're going to become little like igloos and it's going to be great. So yeah, I loved it. Super grateful that this place opened up and it's super convenient on my way to jujitsu, on my way to tennis. So it's been great. But how's your life?
No, my life's great, man. We're 2 weeks into the new house. So still moving a bunch of stuff in, but I'm super grateful and blessed of everything that I have in here. And we had an awesome show today too. One of our friends and members of the mastermind, original members of the mastermind, and mm-hmm. also now member in the STR Secrets boardroom, Sam Estrada. He's got a kick-ass marketing product that he just launched a few months ago that's helping out a lot of people. So we dove into the nitty-gritty today.
Yeah. Yeah, he gave us a bunch of actionable stuff. So regardless of if you're like, I'm all software out, I don't want any more softwares, any more products. He is giving you enough that if you are somebody that likes to hustle and do things yourself, he gave you enough in there to kind of give you an idea as to how you can create a basic system until you're able to afford something like his. And this overall, right, just like the kind of shed some light on this cryptic, archaic world of like marketing, right? Like,
yeah.
what is marketing? How do we market our properties? How do we make more money? So yeah, it was a great show. I took a bunch of notes and hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, let's get into it. All right, STR Nation, welcome back to another episode of Short-Term Rental Secrets Podcast. I am your co-host today, Mike Riley, here with everybody's brother from another mother, Mr. Emmanuel Pani. What's up, E?
What's going on, my brother? Good to see you.
You too, man. You too. I'm really excited about today. We've got Sam Estrada, who's going to be joining us. Sam comes from an IT background. He left his W-2 in 2022 to grow his STR portfolio throughout the Gulf South. And he's since created Go STR Marketing, which is a company that is helping other fellow SDR operators design their ideal lives easier by increasing their direct bookings and so that they can spend more time doing all the other fun stuff and acquiring more properties. So Sam, welcome to the show, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Good to be here.
Awesome. Awesome. So I always like to start at the beginning, man. Like, tell us a little bit about your IT background and how you got into short-term rentals.
Do I have to talk about my IT background? No, I'm joking. No, it was great. I did that for 12 years and it was fantastic. I started SDRs as a hustle. Actually, I wanted to do long-term rentals and then I bought a few, you know, duplexes, and then the next step was going to be apartments. And so I kind of looked at that strategy and I wasn't really crazy about the whole syndication model. And so I said, okay, let's really get down and try to cut every expense we can, but still give a good product to our residents. And so we did that. And so I got to a point, you know, my wife and I were looking at each other. I was like, man, how do we increase the revenue of these properties? We can't do it. And so, you know, we've heard about Airbnb and everything like that. So I started listening to a few podcasts and I think I talked to you, Mike, and next thing you know, we are in SDR Secrets Mastermind, and I crushed that course in like a week just because I loved it, and I couldn't get enough learning about how all that, you know, systems, processes, procedures. I thought it was like a, you know, like, what's the secret code to do this? How are all these people having success? And so I learned it, and then, of course, like 1 month later, a resident decides to move out of a one-bedroom, one-bath part of a duplex. So I said, well, shoot, I've got all this knowledge now. What do I do? I was like, well, I got to put it to work. And so I wasn't ready, you know, but I just said, look, it's a one bedroom, let's do it. And after that first month, I looked back and I said, man, I netted in that 1 month more than I did in the last 12 months as a long term. I think we got something here. So then from then on, I didn't renew any leases, started moving into the short term model, told people what I was doing. They asked me if I could do it for them. We started our co-hosting business. 12 months later, I'm resigning from my IT job and doing this full time. And so from the first one we did, we launched our first Airbnb. And then 18 months later and 18 listings later, you know, we were kind of worn out because that was a hell of a year and a half. But, you know, we did that. And then after that, you know, I had some headspace cleared from the W-2. And then I kind of stumbled into what's now called Go SDR Marketing, because I was trying to generate some revenue for my own SDR business. And I did that and I wanted to offer it to my buddies in the SDR industry. So here we are.
Love that. 18 units in 18 months. That's quite a bit of growth.
Yeah, it was. And it was like not a pillow in the house or either. Like it was total, you know, turnarounds, whether it was like total remodels or anything. And so,
yeah.
So it was fun. I know folks do more, but, my lovely wife, Kelsey is still married to me. And,
that's the 18 listings. Yeah. That's pretty incredible. Yeah. That's a good sign.
You.
Yeah. So you started this. So you pretty much started it as a lot of people that develop software in our industry do, right? You do it for yourself or like develop any kind of products, right? You do it for yourself and you're like, wait, I kind of have something. So what is it exactly? Like what are all the bells and whistles?
Yeah. So for me, what was really eating at me is that I had all this data. I had all this valuable content that I wasn't doing anything with. And I know I needed to, you know, you hear all these podcasts and everybody, oh, you need to market, you know, this market, there's tons of different, you know, avenues to market your business down. And so I said, well, what's the path of least resistance? What do I have? And so I have all this super valuable contact data. And so I said, okay, well, I'm going to market to my past guests, because I knew that from my, you know, old, you know, IT, you know, career, that it's always easier to sell to someone that you've already done business with. You already know, like, and trust them rather than going out and spending the time and, you know, the mental calories to go out and hunt new business. So I said, okay, these people already like me. I have their contact information. So let's go out and market to those people. And so I just thought that it was going to be easy enough to just go out and find a marketing solution. Well, it wasn't to do something because me, you know, I was juggling, right? I mean, I had my short-term rental business. I had my young family, you know, so I didn't have a lot of time. And so for me, it seems like most of the, I guess, products out there were just products. You know, it's like, here's the instructional videos. Here's the parts, pieces, you do it yourself. Well, you know, I didn't have time to do that. You know, we have very little time as SDR operators. We all know it's a super fast business. And so the other options were super expensive, like tens of thousands of dollars, you know, a year. You've got $500 per email, like literally. And so for me, you know, less than 20 properties, it didn't make sense. So kind of went to some of my buddies in the IT business, some designers, engineers, and developers. And, you know, I said, hey, look, this is what we need to do. I need this presented to my past guests, and this is the way we need to do it. And so we got the band back together. And, you know, it was super impactful on my bottom line. And so then, you know, I was just like, man, I want to share this with other people. So then I got a beta group together to just make sure it wasn't me, you know? Yeah. So anyways, I did that and they had the same results. And so I started looking at the research and then I was like, man, okay, now I had the confidence to really offer this to my friends, right? And because I knew it worked. And so there was data to back it up.
Yeah, I love how you decided to go with the done for you service. Cause I know there's a lot of marketing services out there. There's two ends basically. There's either you hire somebody to run the marketing for you, or you can have a product that, you know, you have to use. Like as an SDR operator, we use all these different softwares. There's Price Labs, there's your property management system, there's your guidebooks, there's, you know, there's all these different softwares. So like getting another piece of software is cool, but if like you don't know how to use it and you don't have the time to use it too, then it's not useful. So you took a little bit of a different approach than most of them out there. And it's like a done like for you service, right?
Yeah, it's a 100% done for you, professionally custom branded 12-month email and text marketing solution. And it's a solution because it's a product and it's a service, okay, bundled into one. But it's for SDR operators from an SDR operator, you know, and so we message your past guest for you on a regular, consistent cadence, you know, directing them back to your preferred booking site. Most of the time, it's people's direct booking sites, so they can explore and rebook any property in your portfolio. And so the thing about it is we can be marketing for you in a matter of weeks from starting. Because, I mean, Mike, just like you're talking about, like, we have so many tools in our tool belt, right? But then, like, taking the time to learn them and implement them whenever you're trying to get guest communications, you know, go in and everything else. It's just like, I wanted something that I would want
that you would
to
use.
Do and purchase. Yeah. That I would use. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I do get a lot of questions from people of like, hey, I've got this idea that would help other short-term rental operators. You know, should I pursue it and like turn it into a software? Like I've got this idea. Like, how do I take it and put it into a product? Talk a little about that. Like, I'm curious, like, how did you take this idea and then manifest it into what GoSTR marketing is today?
Yeah, well, so I guess I'll quote my dad, you know, and he always says, contacts are what counts, right? So it's all about the contacts, the relationships. And so, you know, it's interesting because I knew the front end of the business, what an STR operator needs, you know, from PMS, you know, all the way up front. And so I had some buddies and they knew the back, you know, the engineering piece, you know, and I said, okay, look, I want to do something that's based on proven, you know, proven processes and procedures, right? So I knew text and email marketing worked. I mean, text is something that's got a 98% open rate. We're all glued to our phones, right? And so, you know, it's just based on best practices. And so, you know, we generated a way to text our past guests and then integrate that, you know, point them to an email that looks professionally done. And so it's, I mean, the team has done an amazing job and we're always innovating and we're always just coming up with new features and everything like that, just to help, you know, help it become easier, right? It's everything we're doing is to help this become more hands-off for, you know, our fellow STR operators over there. So
that sounds great. So I would love to ask you a question. So let's say that we have a listener that is in this sweet spot of they don't have so many units, right? So already the tech fee that they're charging, it's maybe covering their tech costs, maybe not, right? And so they're listening to this and they're like, yeah, that sounds great. I'm not there yet, right? So give us some actionable, because you said like some kind of good proven principles, right? So let's say that we have somebody that is like, I'll hustle. Like I'll go ahead and I'll text people myself manually and I'll email them manually. What are some of the best practices you saw? Like how often do you touch them?
All that sort of stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, digitally touch them. You should never touch your guests unless they tell you to.
You have consent, right?
Yeah, that's a very different story. So how often do you digitally touch them? What do you say? What do you offer? Do you offer shit all the time? Do you do sometimes you offer stuff, sometimes it's mostly educational. Just give us a walkthrough of like kind of like a frame that somebody wants to do the next 2 or 3 months as they're growing their business.
Yeah, exactly. So we found that there are different strategies here. So what we found that's proven successful for us and our unsubscribe rates is so about a couple weeks after the guest has stayed with them, that's whenever we start to contact them because we want to make sure that, you know, they didn't wreck the place, right? Because we always want to invite good guests back. Okay. So you need to confirm they're good. And if they're bad, you know, you need to mark in your PMS and that they're bad guests. Okay. That's something that I'm finding a lot of folks don't do. So whether you're going to do marketing or anything else, you know, use that tag in your PMS that says, you know, bad or never again or whatever. That's really useful because you have a lot of things going on every day. So then after that, we reach out to them with it's a very friendly tone. It has a few ticklers in the like memory ticklers in there, right? So we use their first name. We use the our property, like nicknames, where they booked last, what city our property is in, because, you know, whether they booked 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years ago, people are living their lives, right? So we want to create that instant recognition. Oh, I'm going to mentally go back there. I had a great time at their place. Yes, thanks. This isn't a spam, you know, like message. Okay. And then after that, we're going to ask them for, you know, their permission if they like to see some coupons and explore our other properties. So then after they opt in, and that's a legal, you know, thing now with the, you know, all of these regulations coming down with cell phone carriers and especially Google and Yahoo now, even on the email side. So, we have to do that. You have to do that. You have to get A2P approval. Okay. So that cell phone carriers know that you're not just a mega spammer going to blast out a billion texts a day. So then after that, they opt in. And then from there, you know, we give them a 10% coupon on their next stay. And so, you know, if they're not booking with Airbnb, we're like, hey, look, it's actually kind of like a 25% discount to you because the average Airbnb fee, I don't know if you guys knew, you probably did, but it's 14.8%. is the average Airbnb fee to the guest. Now, that's average. Some of my guests have actually been charged 25% guest booking fee from Airbnb, and they still book. I don't know why, but anyway, that's happening. So, you know, the 15% that they're saving by booking direct, and then the 10%, it's like a 25% discount. And most of the people that do business with you that have stayed at your place, most of them only think you have that one place, right? They don't know about your other portfolio. They could go, you know, stay in your other markets multiple times, you know, a year or have friends that go there. They never know that. So I like to kind of open their eyes to the rest of our portfolio. So after that, we have found because we're landing on their phones, right? Because phones can get, to, you know, they're very personal, right? We have them on us all the time. So we found a 30-day cadence, text, email together. And we always do a text and email. That's kind of what we do. We come up with all the content and the graphics and everything for you, so you don't have to worry about that. But anyways, that 30-day range is enough to be, you know, it's not enough to be annoying, but it's enough to be relevant. So you're maintaining relevance, you're building your brand, you're giving them something to look at that's nice on the back end, on the email. And so that's how we've been able to actually double the open rates of like a constant contact, a MailChimp. You know, they're about 20%. We're 40 to 65%. So
do the text and email come on the same day?
Yeah, they're at the same time. So
they're at the same time and they have the same message.
Yeah. So basically the text is kind of like a little teaser. Yeah. To open the email. Got it. And so what we always try to do is kind of promote the shoulder seasons, promote the off season, things like that. Cause we never, I mean, as an SDR operator, you don't want to give away the farm, you know, on July 4th at a beach property. Right. So, you know, let's build up those shoulder and slow season bookings. Cause anybody can make money during the high season. Right.
Yeah. 100%. So how did you come up with like that cadence? Like, did you do a lot of research and data like behind it, or how did you come up with the right cadence? And have you, since you launched the software, have you tweaked it a little bit too?
Yeah, we're always tweaking that. Just we're always monitoring, you know, what the unsubscribe rates are. Unsubscribe rates are 2-3%, depending, but you know, in looking at those open rates. And so that's kind of what we found. And then we've kind of adapted and shifted to what the data is telling us.
Yeah, for sure. So who's the, for GoSDR marketing, like who's the ideal client that you have, and maybe what are some of their results that you've seen so far?
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting. I say 100 contacts or 100 clients, like those, that's kind of the bookend, right? So there are people with like one or two properties, but they've been operating those one or two properties for years, right? And so that is why they've built up all those contacts, and just like, you know, sales calls or you know, trying, you know, co-host leads or anything, that it's a numbers game. So the more contacts you have, the more your, you know, success rate is going to go up. So you can just have one or two properties. I really think, you know, over 100 contacts, you're going to do well. You're going to pay for the cost of this. Right. And that's the other thing too. It's like, I didn't go into business for me to like create a software. Right. I did this for myself. So I wanted to help my friends. So I, you know, did the cost, model structure for enough to cover it in one booking. So, you know, and that's the other thing too, is like, I really was kind of frustrated. It's like, why does marketing have to cost it? I mean, it's really expensive. Right. And so I I'm sure a lot of people are going to be frustrated with me for making it affordable right now. I don't know, but I mean, we do a quality product at an affordable price. But yeah.
I feel like marketing is like going to a car mechanic. It's like the fact that like not a lot of people know enough about it, that some, the ones that know, are like we're just going to rip you off, because what are you going to do? You're going to fix your car yourself?
That's
yeah. What are you going to do? Your car doesn't start. It's not the battery. Go.
Right.
What else you got? And you're like, I don't know, right? I love that. So where is your attention now? Are you still growing your SDR side? I would love to switch you more. Like now that you have this kind of like this machine, and I know you from an IT background, or at least the people that I know with IT backgrounds are very system forward. And so now that the problem is kind of getting tweaked out and you have the team, I assume that your wheels are turning and you're like, okay, what else
does Sam do?
Yeah, right? What else does Sam do, right? So what is your outlook? What are your goals for the rest of the year? What are you getting yourself into?
Yeah, exactly. So we're, of course, growing the SDR business for folks. Yeah, they're having great results, by the way. I mean, people are getting bookings within days from us launching. But and that's super exciting and just so rewarding, man. But other than that, you know, tweaking that, getting that, you know, as you know, optimal as it can be. I'm building out that foundation. But then the other side, I mean, I've got to give it to, you know, my wife and my team on the SDR side. I mean, they are running a tight ship, man. If we didn't have the systems, processes, procedures that I learned from Short-Term Secrets, like I couldn't have had the ability to completely shift my focus. Because I'm telling you, I was like, over the past like year and a half, I've been completely shifted, and they have been running our business. And so I have, you know, effectively kind of elevated myself to the CEO level, like, you know, we talk about in the course, and been able to move, you know, my direction over there. So now we've been able to get super selective on the clients we receive for co-hosting. So we're definitely going to move forward with the co-hosting model, and just keeping those thresholds very, you know, kind of high, because we just offer service and, you know, partnerships with investors at the premier level. So they have to reach a certain threshold, you know, or have the ability to really grow commercially, you know, in a very large way to scale with us, because, you know, I tell folks we can go in any market, but the thing about it is it takes so much time to build those relationships. I mean, going into a market takes a lot of time. So like my rule of thumb is to build, at least have two properties in each of the markets we're already in so we can scale our business, right? Because that's, I mean, having the people and the systems in place, that's the toughest part, right? So then once you maintain that market presence where you have those relationships, just scale on top of that. So, you know, I think we are looking for, you know, boutique hotel opportunities as well. We're kind of doing a proof of concept for someone that is a national investor. And so I think that's really the next step for us as a short-term rental, you know, co-hosting business. But I know that takes, and I'm learning that it takes, because, you know, the boardroom is helping me understand what it all takes. It's not just like a really big, you know, short-term rental, right? It's a different beast. And so I'm learning about that, and I don't feel I don't want to take on that along with, you know, getting this GoSTR marketing until, you know, it's great right now, but I mean, it's going to be unbelievable. We've got some crazy stuff up ahead for us. So I just want to create the best experience for my clients at GoSTR marketing. And then whenever we're, you know, ready to make that step into the, you know, commercial for the, you know, boutique hotel opportunities.
Yeah. I want to pivot a little bit. I know we've been talking business a lot, but I want to pivot a little bit and ask two questions about like how you balance everything. So obviously you've got, you know, you've got your family, which I know you, it's the number one thing in your life, right? How do you balance like juggling all these businesses with your family and like keeping good health? Like what's one tip you would give the listeners that are struggling with that right now, struggling with the balance?
What does Arnold Schwarzenegger say? Sleep faster. Like, I'm telling you, man, over the past, since I really started this, I've kind of shifted my whole routine to where I wake up, you know, 4:30, 5 a.m. and I either do a little bit of work while it's just, you know, me time, or get a good workout in. For me, just having that physical, just moving your body, sweating, just like, for me, that does better than, you know, 10 cups of coffee or whatever, right? I mean, I could just get up and work out, and then just, that's just the way my metabolism works. So I get up, get in a good mindset. You know, I go through my visualization exercises and write down my goals. And then that kind of brings me into the family aspect of the morning, getting ready, helping, you know, the kids get ready for school, plan out the day, and then just kind of attack it. And time blocking helps a lot. But, you know, I got to be honest, it's really tough for me even still to just like close the laptop and you know, go home, just because I guess that's just in me, right? I just want to keep going and going and going. But like, when you take a step back, it's like, is that what you want your life to really be, right? That's, where do you want to go? How do you envision your life? And okay, that's your life. Well, we're living that life right now. Okay. So we can have that. We can have the best of that. You are going to be able to accomplish everything you want. Have faith in yourself. You know, you've got this far. You're going to do it. Just put it off till tomorrow. And, you know, just smell the roses, man. Like, go home, mm-hmm. Yeah, have a good time with your family. And because we all know, man, it's going fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. And like, what it reminds me of, it's a conversation that I used to have a lot, is that we've become so much human doings instead of human beings. And there is that element that is always missing of people. And especially like in the business moments, right? And like, as you're going through life, and there's the little things. I don't have kids, right? But I have a lot of friends that do have kids and have businesses of all shapes and sizes, right? And a lot of them tell me about how so often they have those moments that they feel it. Like, they realize they're bringing the doing home in who they're being with their kids and their family, right? And really catching themselves in that moment, being like, my 5-year-old, my 6-year-old, my 4-year-old doesn't know what I do. All she cares is who, or all he cares is who I'm being with them right now, right? And so really like balancing that game of like, first of all, nothing, and I know this is gonna sound crazy, but nothing is that important in life. Like nothing. Like the business doesn't fucking matter. Like doesn't matter. The money doesn't matter. Right? Like at the end of the day, like the thing that matters is those intangible things, those like being moments that you have when you're home with your family, with your loved ones, with your dogs, whatever your family nucleus is, right? And you're just being with them. You're like, life is good, right? And again, like I think it's a daily practice of one.
Absolutely.
Really remembering the fact that you're like, I am doing this business, this thing, so that I can be something else, right? And really like connecting to that being that you're trying to live, that life that you're trying to live. I mean, like, okay, perfect. So how do I get there today? And in those moments when you come home and you're bringing all this doing home with you, you're like, okay, thank you. You can stay outside, right? It's almost like having a mud room, right? Like visualizing yourself in a mud room and before you walk into the house and be like, perfect. I'm putting all this stuff here. I'm washing my feet of all of this shit that I've been walking through today. Cause you know what I got for you, bro? It's just like, that shit's still gonna be there tomorrow. It's still there. It's still there. You're not gonna clean it in a day. It's just not gonna happen. So just get to the point that you leave it. And then when you're home. Cause then the thing is like, you're so much more charged up when you connect to your why. Cause that being in you also needs connection, love, kindness, those meaningful moments that you're like, great. And then you go out and you're like, okay, I'm ready. Right. Yeah. So that was a 100%. Little rant. One of those e-rants that just happen sometimes. But yeah, Sam, I loved having you on. I'm super grateful for people like you always that see a problem and don't just one look away, but see a problem, create a solution, and then are in service in terms of like sharing the solution with other people. I think it's a great attitude to have, and it speaks very highly of who you are as a person. So I wanted to acknowledge you on that. Where can people find out more about GoSTR?
Yeah, man. So you can grab a demo. You can go to gostrmarketing.com, and there's an option on there to get a demo, and then I will be on the other end of the screen and I'll be doing that for you. That's probably some of my favorite work to do. If you are an STR Secrets Mastermind member, we do have an affiliate link because that's, you know, it's kind of my way of giving back to the community that helped me grow and, you know, grow my life. And so that's, I'm sure we'll probably put it in the show notes, but it's gostrmarketing.com/STR Secrets Accelerator. So, and then, you know, as a gift for anybody who's listening today, you know, let's just say in the next 7 days after this airs, if you enter the code 100 off, I'll be happy to give you guys $100 off the annual price, which is already discounted. But, you know, other than that, you can find me, Sam, Samuel Mastretta, I guess, on Facebook, anything like that. I'll be around there. I'll be around town.
Awesome, man. So we always ask one last question to every single one of our guests, probably my favorite question. What is your number one secret to success in short-term rentals?
So I think it probably has two parts. One part being surround yourself with people that are very good at what you want to be doing. And the second part of that is take action, okay? If you are serious about getting into STRs, find a podcast, okay? There's a bunch of them out there. Find a handful, listen to about a handful of episodes, see which one resonates with you the most, aligns with your goals, you vibe with the people that are in that, you know, in that group, and then join it, do it, take action. It's called a mastermind because it's actually, I'm sure a lot of people know this, but for the few that don't, mastermind comes from a Napoleon Hill theory, right? So it's like a collection of minds moving in the same direction to achieve a common goal. And so that enables people to achieve those goals much faster and easier and quicker. So you're probably going to have to pay for a good one. And that's because, you know, you pay for what you get, right? You can only do so much by yourself. You know, the ROI on that is really exponential because it's going to save you so much money. It saved me, I don't know how many hundreds, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, probably, and avoiding expensive mistakes on my own. I mean, that's well worth, anything. And just, you know, taking action, you know, is really where you make your money. And then, I mean, look, the relationships you form with these people that are struggling with you, they have problems, you have problems, you help them, they help you. I mean, that's where you really form relationships that are going to last you for the rest of your life. And the cool thing is they've got vacation homes all around the world.
True. That's true. That. Anytime you want to come to North Carolina, come on down. I know you will host you down in Miami too.
Oh, dude, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's such a great tip, Sam. One of my mentors used to say, if you pay peanuts, you're going to get monkeys. Right. And that's always true, especially when it comes to services. Like, I think about that anytime I hire an accountant, an attorney, I go to a doctor, anything like that. And then when it comes to education and learning, I heard today that our mastermind is seen as the intense mastermind. And to be honest with you guys, we take that with pride because we all live an intense life, but because we're so fucking hungry about like creating this life and living freedom and living the life that we want, that we are intense. And my question to you is, why are you not, right? Like, why do you go through your life not being intense, right? Like, I hate people that go to the gym and are just kind of there, right? Like, I am the lunatic that, dude, I'd work out twice a day, 6 days a week. I am hurt all the time and I still go absolutely balls to the wall because I don't know how else to play. This is how I play my life, right? I'm intense in everything I do. And so my challenge to you guys is like, if there are areas of your life where you want more and you look at your attitude and you're not being intense, why don't you turn that up and see what happens, right? Before saying shit doesn't work, this diet doesn't work, oh, I'm getting older, I can't lose weight anymore, or like, I'm just old, I can't start a new business. Are you trying? How intense are you doing it? Is there a burning desire? Are you fucking obsessed with it? Or you're just kind of like, this would be nice. I would like to be in shape for summer. Would you like to be in shape or you're going to be?
Yeah.
It's one way, like just one life, right? It's the only one.
What's the cost of indecision, right? It's pretty expensive.
Yeah. Awesome, my friend. It was great having you on.
Thank you.
Riley, any last minute thoughts?
No, Sam, thanks for joining, man. I think one thing I pulled from you is contacts, contacts, contacts. What is that? Contacts is, what was your dad saying? Contacts is.
Contacts are what counts.
And contacts are what counts. Yeah.
He also said that if you hang around dogs, you get fleas. So
yeah, there we go. Those two right there.
To peanuts and monkeys. So yeah,
there you go.
I love that. That's awesome, man.
Awesome, guys.
Well, for all the listeners, go strmarketing.com. You can check out, book a call with Sam and start getting your marketing rolling. So all right, everybody, we'll see you guys next week.
Hey, STR Nation, if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. And in the comments, let us know what topics you want us to cover on upcoming episodes, and we'll make sure to get that in the books for you. And if you really want to learn how to launch, automate, and scale your short-term rental business, if you want to go deeper, then check out our free masterclass at strsecrets.com.